Hello, it's Tyler. I'm sitting at my place in Toronto. And just got back from the gym. Went to the gym for the first time in a long time. We have one in our apartment, and I just went, and it's quite a process to actually get access to the gym. And of course, there's a lot of concerns and things to think about right now, and even just touching the equipment, wiping things down. It's going to be a long time before things are restored to normalcy. Especially in something so intimate. And it was interesting because a lot of the exercises I end up doing, realistically, I could do from home. Like, I didn't need to necessarily go to the gym to do that, but there's something about having like a space and just this physical environment where you sort of know that that's where you're supposed to do that work. And that just became very clear to me because I've been not really doing that much. I mean, I run every day. I run upstairs. And I've recently been doing a little bit more weights because I even have some dumbbells here. So that was the other part that just hit me in the face, was like, I have dumbbells in the apartment. You could just use those, Tyler. There's literally no need to be at the gym right now. There was a couple actual barbells, and wanted to do pull-ups, and at the place I'm at, there's nowhere to do pull-ups and things like that. But you really realize how much of a mental game that you can even play with yourself in a way, like delude yourself of like, I was going to the gym a lot before all this stuff started. And I think it knocks you out of a habit and a routine, and then you start to make excuses. And then once you sort of internalize and process that, like, this, what's going on in the world right now, it's almost like an excuse, like you don't have to do it. And, the gym's closed, so you don't have to work out like the way you used to. And for myself, I know I've lost a lot of muscle around, especially around my shoulders and my chest. And it's just a reminder to there's no need for these, these excuses. And if you want to take care of yourself, you have to do it intentionally, even when things get hard, not just when it's easy to do. And I know even before, for myself, before I moved to Toronto, or as I moved to Toronto, I realized that the good lives were harder to get to, and they were actually smaller than what I was used to in London. And so I had already started to make that excuse up in my head, and that's not something you want to do. So this is just, I got back. I've got a couple minutes here. I'm going to hop in a shower after this. And, I've just been reviewing some site analytics through Google Analytics, and it's been really fascinating. I've learned a lot about ToddBryden.com. I've learned a lot about SpeakAI.co. Some of my client site with some new Google Data Studio dashboards that I've built out, and it's given me, more optimism about, some things. And for me, a lot of that came from looking through my Google Search Console and seeing a lot of search terms come from basically little audio recordings like this, and then with a transcript attached. Which, it's sort of one of the investors that I was talking to the other day said, look at your company as like a thesis. Look at this, frame this as a thesis, and you're trying to write out like a persuasive argument or research paper, and you need your evidence, you need your arguments, you need all of this. And for myself, one of the things I noticed was when you take long form audio or video and then you attach a transcript to the web page, because all of that is then, embedded into the HTML, there is, a really good opportunity for search engine optimization. And that's something that that sort of struck me. And so I put a lot of work into figuring out ways to do this before, basically, I even started any work on SpeakAI.co. And what's nice is to just see some results of that, some 1,000% increases in impressions and clicks, and you know, it's of course when you have, you know, very limited comparison before that, but just really powerful to see year over year a couple of those things work, because some of those posts were actually in 2018 and now drive consistent traffic every single day. And for so long you sort of pretend that this is the problem with three screens. Like, I got Twitter up on the side, nothing even moved. I just looked over for a second at my water bottle and it was gone. Thoughts are ethereal. I don't know how to say that right. So this, what I'm circling back to is that, you know, the audio and video, speech to text, multi-purpose, multimedia, content creation, and then also reflection on that creation is seems extremely powerful, and there's now some statistics to prove that. So I should do a little case study on myself and just see. And really all that is just, yeah, like a video. It's nice if it's done on YouTube, because YouTube is still the dominator in search, and most likely will be with that connection to Google. With the transcription, copy and paste it underneath it into an accordion, there's some power there. So sort of cool. This is just like, I guess, a weekly check-in. I don't even know what this is going to be called. I don't know, really know what this is. I'll just probably put it as a little podcast on the site and, you know, again, just try to continue this work. So maybe part of it will be going back to the gym for the first time since COVID-19. Excuses during a pandemic. Just a weekly thought, and hopefully the audio in this is okay. I'm sitting with my Rode microphone, my SM58, and I've started to realize that I can actually speak a lot further away from it and still get nice audio. And apologize for the clap there. I'm playing with my water bottle. I would like to get towards better audio. I'm not going to go and perfect it like a lot of people are, but if I can create good audio from the foundation, then everything becomes a lot easier. You know, right now I would record in different environments. Right now this is just Audacity, but you know what system could be best for capturing the audio well and then producing beautifully clean output as well. Other thing I'm thinking a lot about right now is just like capturing inspiration, and this is really part of it. Like, I just wanted to record this, and I just felt like I had, I don't know what, nothing really valuable to offer here. I don't think, it seems like, but just felt like saying something, getting some content created, and the goal is then to do that as quickly as possible. So for me to have the microphone, the Rode microphone, is really helpful. I'm using Audacity, a desktop application, I know, and then after this, I will upload it to Speak for the transcription keywords and the interactive player. I'm just wondering if there's an intermediate of uploading that to YouTube as well, too. And I might do that, but then you need to convert the audio into video, and so it adds an extra step. So I'm sure there's some tools that would enable you to just do that much more quickly than the process I'm doing, but it's something to think about. Capturing inspiration for me, a lot of it of course comes back to like plant medicine and just the ceremonies that people have with themselves, and how can they better, you know, prepare, how can they better capture during the ceremony if they want to. I think that's a big part, that like if they see it as valuable, and for me it's been extremely valuable, and that real-time reflection, like even I got a call that we recorded, my partner and I, and we just both listened to it back after, and it was so fascinating, and we learned a lot of things about ourselves, and you know, that it's a very, very, I learned that my microphone quality on my phone is horrible, so if you've ever listened to microphone or audio from me on my phone, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it was that bad. But this instant reflection, this capturing, you know, when we were talking about some awesome, like, you know, really self-improvement based and well-intentioned things, and that was really beautiful, because then we got to listen to those back, and it was so earnest and honest, and we, you know, we don't care that it's being recorded and it's our system. So, you know, just really, really beautiful thing. And for me, that's a big part of the journey that I'm on right now, is how can I help people capture inspiration and capture those ceremonies, those moments when they have that breakthrough, when they have that revelation, so that you can just be present. You can go back to what you were thinking about without having to worry about capturing this thought or losing this, or that the part is really fascinating with, for me, because whether it's talking in a conversation or having a plant ceremony, so many amazing moments that can come out of that, so many moments, so many paradigm shifts, and you just, it's weird to say that you almost forget a paradigm shift sometimes, but the subtleties, the nuances, and being able to reflect back on it is so powerful. I'm doing my best. I'm doing, just trying to continue with a good intention, with a good heart. I'll do another probably podcast or whatever the hell these things are on actually turning down an investment offer this week, which was really interesting. And, you know, I think there's some insights that I've been sharing more on my website on tylerbryden.com. But, you know, there's some really interesting things that have, just situations for us lately that I really did not expect in my life, and really feel sort of privileged and humbled that they're even coming, and then the considerations that actually come with that. So those were some difficult decisions and choices made, and I've worked for a really long time subjectively to try to build some value up in what I'm doing, and to finally have that realized and to make an actual offer for that and it not to be devastating is pretty beautiful. So a very interesting life and moment for myself and for my team as well too, and that was exciting to go through together, but also very difficult and challenging and exciting. Moving at the end of August, we sort of got, I would say, kicked out of our apartment. That's okay. It was a short term. Airbnb collapsed. We took advantage of that. This is what happens. It's okay. So we're looking for a place right now in Toronto. I've also been looking at Vancouver. I have a lot of love for Vancouver right now, and I just felt so at home when I was out there. And it's really, you know, this connection between the city and the spirit and the energy of a city, but the closeness, the proximity to nature, the ability to go into these amazing forests and woods, and just the community and the spirit out there really, really did intrigue me. So I think at some point I will be out there. I've said this before, but I'm just sorry for sound quality. For anyone who's listened, I can't believe you did this. I feel I'm so embarrassed. I should just take down some of that stuff, but it's not about that. It's about doing it, and there's a lot of bad crappy things that we've all created and shared. Okay, this has been a couple minutes longer than I even thought it was. Classic Tyler, always got more things on my mind than I think about, than I think I do at the time, and always seems to have something that I can sort of generate, and sometimes that's again worthy, but other times I'm just blabbing on. Hope everything is well with you. Trying to communicate better, trying to communicate more. Trying to build a community right now, and one that fosters each other, that helps each other learn and grow and improve. So if you're interested in that, let me know. I'd love to figure that out. And needs to be done the right way, but I think there's a lot of potential with the way that we're at least trying to look at things, and I know we're not as alone out there as we actually think we are. Coming to the end of summer, I know it's been a weird ride this year, but I hope you've learned along the way. I hope there's been some beauty for you along with all the darkness that has come. I just wish you well on your journey, and hope you keep your head up high and we can continue to be strong together. We continue to grow together. And hopefully the lessons that come out of this time can actually bring us to a better world. Thank you.